This podcast exists because of the team at CASCM. At CASCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit CASCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. You're out here talking about these things. It's just like, hey, that's what do we want to go over? And I think that in and of itself, obviously you have an app, right? That just getting started, even going back to your other businesses, word of mouth and getting out there and having customers talk about it. Well, now you can appear on a podcast. And I guess the question I would have for you is like, why are you appearing on podcasts? Why are you out here creating content?
Yeah. So for me, 99% of it, I do one interview a day. I've probably been on 300 podcasts. For me, 99% of it is like a philosophy in life. I think you're either in a point of contraction or expansion, and you're either in one point or the other. You're never in the middle. So you're either contracting or you're expanding. You're either coping or you're thriving. And so for me, like interviews, sharing my philosophies, sharing my beliefs, sharing my strategies, it keeps me closer to a point of expansion and less so of contraction. And so I get more out of my appearances than anybody. And then maybe 1% of it is, you know, just getting the word out about Green Pal. Maybe you'll hear about it that didn't know about it. And we do see some uptick in signups when I appear on shows. So that's good. And it's just good PR for the business, but I enjoy it more than anything. And I get more out of it than anybody.
Yeah. I see that a lot. I see that with a lot of founders that the content, you know, at some point, maybe it was like, oh, we have to get more users, or we have to do this, or hire better people, or whatever that might be. And it's like, the thing that I've noticed on this path to better content, as I call it, is the enjoyment, or maybe it's not even enjoyment, because it can be difficult, right? To think through these things and to reflect back on this thing that happened in your life and where you were and where you are now. But to go through that and how important it is for the founder to have those moments and just to have the dialogue to talk through it all, and what better place to do it, because there's no phones, the mic's on. So you kind of have to be ready to go and talk through it all. So
you got to stay on your toes too.
Absolutely.
You got to keep reading books. You got to keep listening to podcasts. You got to keep, you know, I think to be a successful entrepreneur, your living room is going to have to become a classroom. Your car is going to have to become a mobile classroom. Like, there simply isn't enough hours in the week to consume the types of content you need to be consuming. So maybe there's a conference for your industry that goes on once a year that you didn't go to because it was too expensive or you couldn't go. But guess what? 9 times out of 10, that conference is on YouTube a year later. They always release them. And so you can watch that conference. You can watch every keynote that person has given. You can watch every fireside chat. You can watch every interview. And like, wow, I mean, that's awesome. You didn't even have to go there, and you got all the benefit of the content from the conference. And so it's like, rather than watching 3-4 hours of Netflix, maybe just go half of stuff on YouTube you should be watching, listening to, and then half of the other stuff. And so like, if you're doing interviews, you have to always be doing that stuff, because you got to stay sharp. You got to stay current. You got to be tuning your strategies. And so that's what, another reason why I like doing it, is because it's a forcing function for me to continue to level up.
Well, it's back to that word accountability. It's that self-accountability. I remember I was writing a lot, and then I heard something and like, don't be the pretender. Don't be that person that's like out there doing it for all these ulterior motives. And I'm like, wait a second, am I doing that? And I went back and I'm like, actually, most of the stuff that I create is for myself, right? Selfishly, that hopefully other people can take something from it, could be used for the team. So there are those other benefits that come from it. But like, that was like, well, no, that's the reason I want to keep creating content. And I just heard something. It was this little clip. It was Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he was talking about, like, people are like, wow, you speak so poetically. And how do you do that? He's like, because I write everything down and I talk about it constantly. I'm appearing on podcasts. And so by the time you've heard me say it, I've said it so many different times, writing it down, journaling, whatever that might be. And it's like, that's such a good way. It's so true. And it's like, if the more you do this, the better you get at it. Like, isn't that worth something, being a better communicator, even just to get your own thoughts across for whatever might come about?
Absolutely. Neil deGrasse Tyson, God, love him. And, you know, he's science. Like, what can I learn from him about Uber for lawn mowing? I can learn tons.
Yeah.
Because just the way that dude can like distill complex things down into simple terms is something that we all can learn. And so it's like, there's a lot of benevolent things you do in business that don't necessarily have an immediate ROI. You can't necessarily close the loop on, but that's one of the cool things about it, is that it's going to cause you to be a more humble person, a more giving person, because you won't make it unless you have that philosophy. And And podcasting interviews is one of those things. Like if you're in year one or two of your business and you want to look at podcasting as a channel and it's like, oh, I think if I put 10 grand in the podcasting, I can get 20 out. It's not that type of transaction. If you do it, if you're a host or you come on people's shows for 10 years, I promise you, you'll be glad you did it for 10 years. But I can't sit there and close the loop on the ROI. And a lot of things in business are that way. Culture, for example, doing the right things day in and day out for your culture is kind of like the same way. It's just like thousands of invisible deposits into the culture bank that add up over time, and you can't quantify any one of them.
It's fascinating that you bring that up, and I'm glad you did, because we do podcast production company, and you're out there, and we'll have conversations with people, and they want to know, if I spend this much money, how much will I get back from it?
Good luck.
You just know that those conversations aren't, and that's okay to think that way. But that's not the type of person that we're trying to connect with, because like you just said, what's your ROI on your culture? How could you possibly measure that? And they've been talking about this for years, like just measuring even advertisements in a magazine. If you go way back, how do you know that that person showed up at your dealership to buy the Mercedes-Benz because they saw page 17 of the Forbes magazine? Maybe they told you, who knows? And there's so many aspects of it. It's like, I don't know which part of it's working, but there's so many other benefits that come from it. But yeah, it's interesting that you brought up someone trying to close the loop on that ROI when it comes to content creation.
Yeah. Or how do you know that just because the shop floor was clean in the dealership and you spend 10 grand a year making sure that shop floor is shiny, how do you know that sold you any more cars? You don't. But there's 100 things you have to do day in, day out that add up, and it's impossible to quantify any one of them. But it's things that you need to be doing. And for me, like podcasting is one of those things.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or are looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter @Eric_Kaz or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.